Welcome to the Cordial Podcast, where we delve deep into the realms of thought-provoking discussions, insightful interviews, and captivating stories that entertain and engage. Each episode will be a journey, an exploration of ideas, experiences, and perspectives that will challenge your thinking and spark new insights. Together, we'll uncover the stories behind the headlines and dissect emerging trends. Whether you're a seasoned enthusiast or a curious newcomer, whether you're tuning in during your morning commute, hitting the gym, or winding down after a long day, buckle up and get ready for an engaging ride. The Cordial Podcast is here to accompany you on your quest for knowledge and discovery. So sit back, relax, and let's embark on this adventure together. I'll be your host, Mungai Kahungoy, and I'm thrilled to embark on this journey with you. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode, and join us on our social media handles at The Cordial Podcast, at XMunga, to share your thoughts, suggestions, and connect with our growing community. Without further ado, let's jump into today's episode.
Enjoy the last one. Another story, no, you're supposed to give us an introduction, eh?
Let's try. Two minutes.
Two minutes to meet there, eh?
Yeah. Good morning. What your Mungai?
No, it's all.
No, what do you call your people?
I don't know. Pony.
Cordialers.
Me is Jafika.
It's the Cordial Podcast.
Yeah, like it's Jafika. Apo, at it to call people upon.
The Cordialers.
I have placed a boundary with them. Not to call
the
them
Cordialers.
It is the believers.
Anyway, I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Sheila. I am Mungai's acquaintance. Not an
I am Mungai's acquaintance. How these things work?
I have some tea.
Some tea?
Chai.
Some tea no mejiletea soda peke yako.
Ai. Unataka kuchoma.
Anyway. Uh-huh. Welcome guys to another episode. We are on episode 17. What?
Anyway.
I'm also struggling with the introductions. But thank you very much, Sheila. What's your second name? Miss Duke, we pronounce.
Mongeli.
No, not that.
Ngui.
Yeah.
Ngui.
It's Ngui.
Yeah. Sheila Mongeli Ngui.
Najua hiyo jina kwa Kikuyu.
Najua mnasemanga Ngui.
Yeah, exactly.
Ngui is a dog.
I was like, what exactly should I be calling you?
No, because I don't like.
But I don't like calling people with their English names.
Oh, call me Mongeli then.
Mongeli.
Yeah.
Salale.
Mongeli means add in Kikamba. So I add things to people's life. I add joy.
Salale.
I add happiness.
Mungeli means Jaba. Isn't it Jaba? What do you mean you add?
Yeah, Mongeli means add in Kamba.
So you've taken it upon yourself to add things to
it's
people's life.
It's not me taking upon myself. It's the name. You know names carry weight, yeah?
Yeah,
they do. What does Mungai mean in Kikuyu?
I don't know.
You see?
Nilikuwa naambia ngoja, nisikie story yangu. Nilikuwa naambia just a funny way of looking at it. Mungai. Now guy is of course God.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mu is like Mudo. Like somebody.
Mudo wa
guy. Yeah, exactly. So I've always taken that definition. If somebody ever asks me what Mungai means, but what I know is my our surname,
mm-hmm,
Kangongoi,
mm,
which means tongue.
Oh, okay.
So that explains why I talk a lot.
And you're also a man of God, are you not?
Me?
I'm an achoma.
No, you're not banning. Yeah. It's a good question to ask because I would like to think I am, but of course I am on a journey to being what? To being straight. Straight with God, because there's a lot of crooked lines when it comes to my journey with Christ.
Yeah.
I can't really say I am perfect. If you asked me that question in high school, I would have told you I am mimi na Mungu. Tuko hivi. But I have since known that I've had issues even during that time,
yeah,
that need to be fixed. So it's a slow and steady journey. Those backsliding moments, those moments where you think, can you do this thing, or you need to now be like other people in the world.
Yeah.
Because I've tried that and nothing ever works.
Mm.
Like nothing. Unajaribu kutoroka na uwezi. It's like you're already held up with some chain that cannot be seen.
Yeah.
So I always end up coming back to God. Yeah. So
I think that's a journey that all of us go through.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. What do you mean?
So I don't know, Miss G. Maybe
baby girl was Jesus.
Apana, that's how you remember to beat a baby.
Baby girl squared.
Ijina, apana. More
no, I think, you want to be like Christ.
Yeah.
You can never be Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So that journey of becoming Christ, like, it's crooked. It's not sweet. But even the pastors, they're all crooked.
Salale.
The men
all
of the cloth. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All
of them. Are they not flesh and blood?
Allah?
Yeah.
Na kama apana, wewe.
Nini?
Kuna wenye wako street.
Hakuna mtu wako street.
Ah, but everyone has, of course, their own clothes.
Yeah. So they're all struggling in different ways.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. I take, there are people I take really, I hold them so high.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to think.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, to even think that they have issues.
It's dangerous. I think how I got to, I used to put people on pedestals.
Yeah.
And ikilini ramba. No, I think when and one prayer I always make is I tell God, reveal to me the hearts of the people around.
Yeah.
So I'm able to see the spirit behind who Mungai is.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a very dangerous prayer to make, because even the pastor, you get to see the humanity side of him.
Yeah.
You don't get to see the pastor who prays for you and all those things. And even when you see that humanity, you should be able to feel it and see him as still the anointed man of God.
Uh-huh.
Which is hard.
So that means then it is you giving them grace.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I have actually come to realize that grace is really a big thing.
It is something
that a lot of Christians are suffering from, because now you tend to think, you call yourself a Christian, so you're good.
Yeah.
Like, you see yourself as the perfect person. Whatever you're doing is good. Because God is apparently with you.
Yeah.
But when you look at it from other people's perspective, there are things you're doing wrong, and you're not bringing people closer to Christ.
Yeah.
You're actually pushing them away and away because of your actions.
Yeah.
Because when you call yourself a Christian, then you're supposed to attract people with your light.
Yeah.
But whatever you're doing is pushing people away, and you're supposed to be the representative. So now if the so-and-so called representative is not even showing what we think Christ should be, then
I always say every time when I'm leaving the house, I say I may be the only Jesus that someone will see. So am I representing, you know?
That's too long, yeah.
I know.
Salad. But anyway, that was not supposed to be our topic of the day. I don't know where that question or that topic came about, but it's actually a good one. It's a good way to do what?
To start the conversation.
To start the episode to just put things. Because to meongea before this, so I was thinking maybe we'll have gone it straight, but you see, it means we have a long way to go. Before we record this. Because we're not purpose to talk about what we are, faith, as much, but I think it also it would have formed a part of this episode,
that
because what we are going to talk about is forms part of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening for 5 minutes of us rambling about our issues and our problems. But anyway, today we were going to talk about boundaries, and I'm actually glad because this is not my topic. Tafadhali, this is not my topic. So mimi nilileta ni huyu msichana, huyu baby girl wa Jesus alikuja akatuuliza. Nyinyi watu wa podcast. Nyinyi watu wa podcast. Please tell us what are boundaries and what tutafutieni hao watu. Tunataka kusikiza opinions za watu kuhusu boundaries. So mungai sat there and thoughts. Wewe unatuuliza hii swali. Okay.
You
okay.
Tell us.
Wewe tuambie wa kwanza. So, yes. So, Sheila.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Please tell us. What are boundaries to you? Boundaries in
the boundaries. I think why boundaries are big deal for me.
Yeah.
Is because it's an area I've really struggled with.
Yeah.
And I think I'm coming out of it. So, I'm like, I really, really want to see the struggles
of other people
going through. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's been a very hard journey for me.
Yeah.
And where I realize it's an actual problem is I lost someone who is very dear to me.
Yeah.
Because I could not uphold boundaries. And I was like, guys, oh yeah, people can actually leave you because you can't get your shit together. You know, it was a relationship I had nurtured for such a long time.
Yeah.
And how it ended was so bad. But anyway, backtracking to boundaries, I think we have done therapy.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we had to discuss for a bit.
Adao, niambiwa niende therapy. Mimi hata siwezi wadanganya. Niambiwa niende therapy, I have issues.
Yeah.
I talk too much. Anyway.
Major issues.
Oh, unachoma. Unachoma mbele ya watu.
I think what I know about boundaries is a limit. It's like you're putting... It's like with you and Mungai, I can tell you, maybe Mungai, I don't like it when you... Talk to me in a certain way.
Yeah.
I don't like it when you sit too close to me. I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Or I don't like it when you call me at 8 in the morning.
Yeah.
I pick my calls from 9 in the morning. So I think it's a way to put walls around you to protect yourself from abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And abuse can be emotional abuse, can be physical abuse, can be mental abuse. Whatever form of abuse it is, that's what boundaries do. So how my issue of boundaries came up was I realized I was actually struggling with people pleasing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people pleasing came from who? Because I put my dad on a pedestal.
Yeah.
My dad was like a saint. And I remember when he passed on, that's one of the things that God really told me. Your father was your idol.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I realized whatever my dad told me, I really took it so much. My dad could never fault. So I put him at a very high... So anything that he would do was a gospel truth for me.
Yes.
Anything he would say was a gospel truth. And then now I realize even for him, he was also a people pleaser. Yeah. So he would, you know, when you're people pleasing, it's not about you. It's about other people.
Yeah.
So what can I do to make my guy happy? You know, even if it's uncomfortable for me, I want to accommodate you at my own expense.
Yes.
So what that does, it makes you don't have a voice anymore. You don't have your own thoughts anymore. It's about other people apart from you. Yeah. Then I realized, yo, I don't have an identity. My dad died and I was like, yeah. So now what is supposed to happen after this?
Yeah.
So when I went to therapy, I realized people pleasing and lack of boundaries, they're very interconnected. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just means that you don't value your space. You don't value who you are. You don't value the things that people get. Because I always say, what you want Mungai exists.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
Don't ever think like that because you want a girl who is looking like, who can I suppose that? Queen Esther. Let's be biblical.
Salale. Kwani umeamua ku. Yes, I actually want Queen Esther.
Huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she exists in this world that we live in.
You think so?
Yeah. In terms of the beauty.
Oh, mana wasichana wa Nairobi wewe kweli.
Oh, janiona. Wewe kama nakaa kama Queen Esther.
Wapi? Queen Esther wapi?
In terms of the beauty, the intelligence, the godliness, it all exists.
Yeah.
So you trying to put too much emphasis on what other people think you need and what you desire is a boundary. It means you don't even acknowledge that you need those boundaries in the first place.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I think about boundaries.
We. Wadao, mina nashinda ni kuambia kuna watu wanapeananga dissertation. Yeah. This is a mimi. So what can I say? What boundaries are? Because I think it is actually funny because in the world that we are living in right now, everybody is trying to know all these things.
Yeah.
Like there is a lot of information about how people are, how characters are formed. You know, all this information that we have is there.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first came around boundaries, of course, me to go primary school, you'll go natural in social studies, the chief's camp, to come as well. But of course, now you get now to understand that there's much more to that. Like, those are not the only boundaries, but they all work in the same principle.
Yeah.
Like, there are some people who should stay this part, and the other people who should stay that part. And if they want to mingle in between, there are some things that need to be straightened out first. So for me, I'll say boundaries are just what? I just like to remember maneno zako. Umesema ni wall, so I don't want to use it as a wall.
Yeah.
But to me, boundaries are just principles that people have or that you put up that actually form your character in a way that now you can identify that Mungai is this and this and this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like somebody can look at you and say, "Hey, no Mungai. Mungai keeps time. Kama Leo,
Wadao
Leo, ni wongo. Leo sija keep time. But anyway, ni java."
Uh-huh.
But anyway, yeah, like Mungai keeps time.
Yeah.
Mungai talks to you in this way. Mungai knows. Mungai can't do that. You know, people already know you from a certain perspective.
Yeah.
So they know how to relate with you. So if they know that, then they know their boundaries. You can't cross with Mungai.
Yeah.
Or Mungai doesn't have boundaries.
Yeah.
So you can just talk however you want. You can just do whatever you want. Ah, Mungai will always listen to you. You know, and like for me, like we've talked previously, I've always been that guy who just listens to people. You know, you bring your issues, I'll just listen to you, I will give you advice. Do you mean my name is Uri, mean that's idea. But now you come to realize that you're giving out yourself so much where you don't even know what your source is.
Isn't that a boundary issue?
Sindio zata. Mungai akona shida. I am literally saying Mungai akona shida. Because now you come to realize, you don't even have time for yourself to actually now create those boundaries. Mm. Because every time you're there, you're like, there's somebody to be helped. There's somebody,
all the time.
Hey, kuna mtu lazima kwe. You know, even if you're posting a status, you're there to like, maybe seek attention. So that somebody can come with their own issues and then you try and advise them.
Yeah.
And it is something that I can admit I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
Because the things I post, and I'm like, I just want to get conversations from people. Just to see how people think. But in a way, try to advise them. I don't know. Kwa kiliangu na, kwa kiliangu na fikirianga, I can give people advice. Yani, anything I talk. And it is bad sometimes because now there's a way people see you. Like, hey, Mungai, maybe you're perfect. We're unanga shida. Or Mungai just knows everything. We're ni kimenyi tu. Unajuanga, unajuanga kila kitu. Akura topic, wezi nyamazi useme. Okay, isi jui. Yani, I know, I have an opinion of everything. And it is really, really sad to say that because I've now started to realize that I have to teach myself on saying no to some things.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to speak on that. Let people talk.
And it's okay.
Yeah, and it's okay.
Yeah, but I can give you your flowers. You try.
You try to do it?
In the, there's a, you guys, there's a group I'm in with Mungai.
For your group, the one I feature Rada.
Mungai anajua kunyamaza. Anaweza nyamaza, baby.
I can, but that, and it's actually funny. That is one of the steps I met.
Yeah.
Because I know how groups talk, like WhatsApp groups, all these groups, and I'm always there. Mi Mungai hawezi kosa kuona. Mtu anajaribu kuongea and I'm there. Nitasema opinion. Mtu anaandika text, I have an opinion.
Yeah.
So when now the group that we are sharing, when I saw it at first, of course it was Christian based, and I was like, there are a lot of things I'm learning, and this is just the perfect place to see if I can actually uphold what I've been learning. Because it was actually funny. I saw the TikTok video of this, of our MLM leader.
baby girl.
Our shepherd. I saw her TikTok video when she was asking for, somebody had asked for a group and all these things. So she set up the group and I was like, I had purposed myself to go on a 3 months break.
Yeah.
Social media break, like completely offline.
Yeah.
So I had tried that in 2023, went 3 months, came back. And it was good, so I wanted to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But then now you see this opportunity of where you can grow as a Christian,
yeah,
and you can do things that you really want to do.
Mm.
So I said, "Ah, okay, I'll just take it." They said it's Telegram. I don't even use Telegram to chat with people, so that can be a good avenue. I can just leave Telegram on for such things. So it was a struggle a bit. I just stayed 3 weeks offline, then I realized I have to work on some things for my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just be offline. Nani watakuwa na ku ana post link because una social media manager.
Mm-hmm.
You're not that big, but yeah, it was a good group, like to just let people talk.
Yeah,
I don't want to show that I am a joker at times, because it is something that I try to minimize now.
Yeah.
Because there are times I just talk too much.
Mm.
And then you realize, I've ever said too much. Either I've said too much or nimeboesha mtu to designer Missy Elevi. So it was a good way to just keep my peace.
Mm.
You know, let people lead.
Yeah.
But then now she didn't kujianga. Something comes up and you're like, I am used to give solutions. Then you're like, should I keep quiet? Should I talk?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Because there was actually one. When you guys were talking about my podcast and I had not told you guys I have a podcast. I was like, why are you guys intruding?
Let me make a public apology.
Ngoja nimalize juu lazima niseme. I was wondering, why would you guys actually do that? And then you're laughing. You guys were laughing. I was like, I had to switch off to switch off the mic because we were on a meeting.
Yeah.
I was like, nilijishika mdomo nikasema, these people are making me angry.
Wananikasirisha.
Yeah, mnanikasirisha. Like, I had already planned out in my head how I'm going to introduce my podcast.
Mm.
Because of course it's not faith based.
Yeah.
So I can't really just post things and say, hey guys, listen to my podcast. I just wanted, after maybe we've gotten to know each other. Yeah, and you guys have known me.
Who's then I'm like,
nashindwa sasa huyu Sheila na sijui nani washaanza kusema hapa ati, this guy has a podcast. I'm like, I don't even know your second name. Why do you guys even know all these things?
Oh, so
I was
God.
Like, no, you guys are intruding.
I acknowledge, 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 I
You're the first woman, you just can't apologize. So continue.
Actually, I thought about it. I won't even lie.
Yeah.
When after we had the conversation, like, I actually, this guy is actually offended.
Well, it wasn't as much because now I cooled down because there were like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I was just coming to the meeting,
yeah,
and not talking.
Yeah.
Because I knew,
yeah,
it would ingekuwa, like whatever I would have talked about, Rakama ni could reply on whatever we are learning,
mm,
it wouldn't be piwa.
Yeah. And you see, that's a boundary issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had to check myself. Because I was like, yo, you don't even know this guy. You know, you're behaving like you've been boys for 3 years. And I was like, what? Wow, this was so wrong.
But in that case, what leads you to check out somebody's...
Let me tell you, and I told you,
mm-hmm,
and I have no apologies about this.
Yeah.
I think, for me, how I do my thing is I like knowing the people I work
with.
I like,
yeah,
knowing.
Yeah.
I'm like, uyu anafanyanga, uyu nina. You know, janeza kwa group na Al-Qaeda, na Al-Shabaab.
Exactly.
You know. But now the issue is, I should have done that and kept quiet. I shouldn't have come in and said you have a point. And I just go and listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mind my own business. Until the day. Until the day, Mungai. So, me saying it,
uh-huh,
was a violation of boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one I do acknowledge.
But I actually understood when you said you like knowing the people that are around you.
I do.
And I actually understand because you've really championed on us moving from Telegram to WhatsApp.
Yeah.
And for me, I was like, okay, you guys are talking too early about getting to know who is who and who is who. But now I get it. Because even when we are having such meetings, it is intimate.
Yeah, it is.
It is, you know, however much we are talking about things about ourselves, about our lives, we have to know each other like we know there are this kind of people who come to this meeting and we are like 10 of us. Uya kikosa, we know amekosa kwa nini. But now we are still at this stage where we don't know who is coming, who is going, or who is just coming here for vibes.
No, that was wrong. That was wrong. Yeah? I feel like I should have just kept it myself.
Oh, about me? No, that's fine because of course I already let it go and forgave you guys.
I was like, by the way,
if there is a principle I have, it is not to get angry and then go to sleep when I'm angry. So even when I was angry at that time, even after that meeting, I had to calm myself, say, maybe they are used to doing those things, so it is fine. So they crossed this boundary that you have. It is fine. But don't let that hold you to a point where you might ruin things for such a group.
Because
you know, there are things that actually happen when people come together for God. And you might be used as somebody who's...
who cuts off things. Relationships,
So I was like, I don't want to be angry. That has always been my boundary. Sit down before I sleep. I said, nimekasirikia mtu? Hapana. Kuna mtu amenikasirikia na kama kuna I try as much as possible. Possible to talk about it. Then the next meeting I had to just keep quiet, just to let things so the next time I was like, I just go back to myself of making jokes. It was still good, but anyway,
you know, actually I'm thinking, you know, boundaries are also biblical.
I was
just thinking about when Adam and Eve were in the garden, and they were told don't eat from that particular tree, that was God creating a boundary, because if you eat from that tree, there's a consequence to it. So he's trying to protect you from ABCD, you know?
But you know, I've been thinking, about that story. Is it more of a boundary or God was giving them a trial? Because you cannot tell me that God told them that tree is a tree of knowledge of good and evil. Then it gives you curiosity to know what is evil. Because I think the sin was them not being obedient. And then when you realize to yourself, like, you can actually make mistakes, then you realize there is another, like, there is options to things. Then that now gave them a point where, you know, God wants you to know to do things in the right way. He just wants you to do things in the right way. But now what sin brought about was showing you can do things.
There's another way.
There's always another way. And that has always now brought us, the whole world, into all these problems, because now when we're talking about boundaries, I can see, Sheila, you have a boundary or something. But now, since sin is already in the world, I already know I cannot respect. I can violate your boundary, and I don't care what you feel.
Yeah.
You see, we are a really, really bad place. Because now, these days, I usually think, even if it is a micro decision that you're making, kuna consequence itakuwa mahali.
Yeah.
Kuna a good thing that will happen. So I try as much as possible in these many decisions that I make anywhere, how I handle my relationships with people, even myself, the relationship I have with myself. I try as much as possible to make these decisions to try to be right. Because if I try to move to this other way, then that means I'm going off track. And then now that's another process of getting back to the right track.
I don't know how that would be a trial, because I'm thinking sin came because of the devil. It's the serpent that introduced this aspect of actually questioning. But in the very beginning, God was like, don't eat from everything else. But don't eat from this. That's a boundary. Like, if you eat from this, this is going to happen. You know?
Yeah.
And then also, when you look at this story of when the Israelites are moving from Egypt. And God was telling them, I've given you this, this, this. Your borders are here, your borders are here. It was very specific.
Mm.
So I feel like even God honors boundaries. Yeah. So it's not that it's something we're just sitting and we're like, hey, you guys, you see me Caribbean? You see me on Gales?
You're placing boundaries.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm.
But anyway, so, ulienda ukafanya research. Kwanza kutuambia hapa kuna types. Types of boundaries.
Wada
mimi hata mimi nilikuwa nashinda kuna types.
My friend kuna types.
Types, yeah, types of boundaries. So I had one. How many are they? 1 2 3 4 5 6.
Mm-hmm.
6 types. There's social boundaries, intellectual, time boundary. Hii kwanza ilinikula kichwa.
Time boundary.
Time boundary.
Kama ya leo.
Uh-huh. Emotional boundaries, and then there's religious boundaries, and then the non-negotiable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think as I was thinking about it yesterday, I actually saw all these things are intertwined together, because however much you try to explain one, you can see how it can connect
to the other.
To the other.
Yeah.
So like when you talk about social boundaries, is that more of how you handle relationships with people,
I think for me, social boundaries is deals with people, environments, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people I can't hang around with,
to
protect myself. There are places I can't go to protect myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think social spaces. So where can I go? Where can I not go? Who can I allow into that space of my social space?
Yeah.
And who can I not? That's my definition of a social boundary.
Mm-hmm. Aya, wadi wa Nairobi wanasema.
Wanasema?
To know man. Oh, you're protecting your energy.
Yeah, I am.
Salale.
100%.
Aya, basi, aya. Intellectual boundaries.
Yes.
That's intellectual. Kama mtu ni mjinga usi...
Mjinga? Mjinga ni nini? What is that?
No, because when you say intellect...
Let's be honest. Eh? I think we always try to... you know, I usually say that things are called idealistic differences. Idealistic differences is if you have your own standard you set for yourself, Mungai.
Yeah.
And no matter how much you want me in your space, and I don't fit into that idea of what you want, it's valid. I should respect that.
Yes.
And that applies to intellectual boundaries where there are people you know you can't have certain conversations with.
Yes.
And it's not because of anything, you just cannot have conversations with them. And in the same way, like when you're talking about like the work with God, our prayer, our Bible study group. I hope I just carry on. Our Bible study group, they're spiritual conversations, which is a level of intellect in terms of spiritual things. So there are people that can't come and start explaining to them, as Jacob did what, you know, they can't understand.
Yeah.
I'm a lawyer by profession. So,
God, yeah.
So that's it.
Goda. You're a lawyer by... Say you want a lawyer?
Yeah. I can represent you in court.
In terms of what? Niliske yo kitu na kuangana divisions. What to be there is corporate. Ama is neat on you.
So when you go to law school...
No, I wanted to be a lawyer by the way.
Oh, really?
Maybe in class 6, nikuwa nimesema 2035.
You can still be a lawyer.
What's up? What stops
you?
What stops me?
Yeah.
My intellect.
Wow, that's valid.
No, but I know maybe I can, but nikuwa mdogo nikuwa nimesema ndakuwa Chief Justice 2035.
Ah, lol. You still have time.
Atakama wanasemanga life starts at 40. I find peace in having conversations for podcasts too. that's my name.
Yeah, so you see like for my space, there are conversations we have as lawyers, So I can't come and start telling you Mungai, actually we discuss the housing maybe. You know, like there are things I can't come and tell you to discuss. You can, I don't know, just conversations, like how we think, we don't all think the same way.
True.
And I can't expect you because you don't think the same.
Mm-hmm.
You come into my space and feel like I'm either thinking too far or I minimize your thought level.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's good to understand. Mungai, the conversations you can have with him, they just initiate hapo. There's someone else, I'm like, oh, we can talk like this, initiate hapo.
Okay.
For the people you can go.
I had not actually thought about it from
that. Let me
that
tell
end.
You, I've been in spaces where. people are actually just being themselves, yeah. and others are feeling intimidated.
Yes.
Because you're not understanding what is happening.
Mm.
But that is their space. They're thriving in those conversations. So you, why are you feeling intimidated? You go find your people and talk about
it. Stop feeling intimidated.
Talk
about
it. Talk
about it. Time bounded.
Do you want me to
talk about it? Speak to us. Unajua wewe ndio intellect tumekuleta leo. Utuelezee mambo kwa sababu Mungu ajui. Time intellect.
The boundary is just respecting people's time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I think Kenyans, we have a big problem
with. Yeah.
I feel like someone who doesn't respect your time doesn't respect you.
And they don't even respect themselves.
Mm. If I tell you Mungu we're meeting at 1, then you come at 2. No.
Bigger Maliza,
135, 140.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's an aspect of communicate and tell me, but Shula, something came up.
Yeah.
Give me 20 minutes tops. True. You know? As opposed to you, me pick a 1, me na kungoja. 120, 130, how do you pick a?
No, communicate.
That's a boundary. So, and now how you enforce the boundary is, know that, me pick a 1, me pick a 115, out any pattern.
True.
You know? And that's my boundary.
Mm.
So, it's, yeah. So
that's so 30 minutes.
My window is 30 minutes.
Oh, focus yeah. kwa nimechelewa.
Ulikuwa within time.
Wewe nilifika hapa 11 sharp. So I was on time or in time.
Yeah.
I was in time. Okay.
And also I think also time boundaries can also in terms of, for example, you're going through something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you need me to stand. What are doing you?
Stand with you. I'm gonna stand with somebody.
Hold space for you.
Uh-huh.
Like we are friends.
Yeah.
And you cannot be my friend for a particular season because of whatever you're going through. You know. Am I able to hold that? That's also time. I'm giving you time to process whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
And then when you're ready, you can come back. Then you can have a conversation. Yeah.
Makes
sense.
Does
that make sense?
Yeah. And yeah, kuwa lawyer, don't. Watu wako na akili. Yes, this is what tulisema communication kama we. Anyway, emotional boundaries.
Well, that's a big one.
It's a big one.
That's a big one.
Emotional.
Yeah.
How is it big?
I think from my perspective, I can be very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I can also be very not sensitive, yeah. And now, let me give an example with us. For example, you see, like what I did to you, I'll use that example.
Yeah.
Like me exposing your podcast to other people without informing you. I'm trying to think about it. If it was me, how would I feel about it?
Yeah.
You know, would I be upset? Would I, how does your action affect how I feel?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
If Mungai, you know that I don't like. What example can I use?
Well, in terms of emotion.
I don't like you raising your voice at me.
Yeah.
Yeah? And then you come and raise your voice at me, you're violating an emotional.
Umeamua utaniingililia na insecurity zangu. Anyway, continue. Continue. Waambie kila kitu.
Yeah, if you know that and then you come and raise your voice at me.
Yeah.
I feel bad about it because I've already told you it hurts me when you talk like this.
Yeah.
So that's an emotional boundary.
Yeah.
If I tell you I don't like it when you relate with baby girl, you know, another baby girl. And I tell you it makes me feel some type of way about it.
Yes.
And then you go and do it. You're violating an emotional
boundary.
It's basically, how does your action affect how I feel?
Well, I'm going to ask you, this is how you're going to ati ati, Mungai, if you go talk to another baby girl. I have a question for you, especially as a lady.
Uh-huh.
Do you think, okay, you personally first, do you respect men's boundaries, emotional boundaries?
Do I respect?
Yeah.
I'm learning how to respect. I'm learning. I only say men are born to suffer.
Zala, no. The truth has come out. Tumewashika.
Remember, you shall suffer.
Why?
But no, it's not with God.
No. Why would you uphold that? at him, men should suffer. You know, when you say that, you're not God. You're
no,
not
I'm just
God.
Saying the word of God. I'm speaking tower, to you.
But you know, when you put it in literal terms, that means you can do anything to them.
No.
Because
no.
You are meant to.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. No.
Guys, Adao, nimeona red flag right through. Oh, right yeah. Through her eyes. Direct, I wish. Uh-huh.
Oh, your question was?
I'm learning
how you're to learning. And that's one of the things.
Yeah.
When I was telling you that I lost a very close friend of mine.
Yeah.
That was one of the major issues.
Yeah.
I was not respecting his emotional boundaries. And see, at the time, I couldn't see it. And that's another thing.
Yeah.
When you don't have boundaries, you as Mongai, mm-hmm. It's very hard for you to respect mine.
Mm.
Because you're not understanding. You, if anyone can come into your house and do whatever they want, and then you come to my house and I tell you to remove your shoes, you're wondering what's wrong with that.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. I'm learning how to respect.
So, do you think other women do that?
I don't. I honestly don't.
Apana, si uko na marafiki.
My friends do. Eh? I don't know about other people.
Yeah, your friends?
Yeah.
Connect us.
My
friends anyway,
do.
No, it's because yeah. I usually have, personally, I have a problem when it comes to that. Because for me now, I'm talking now about relationships.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, is it because people are so used to catering to women so much that when a man finally talks about something, then you're like, you're supposed to be strong. Why?
Okay.
You know, even when people are having conversations right now about men should open up, men should be vulnerable, I'm always asking myself, are you a safe space for you to actually, to actually tell people? Because actually, I will tell you the truth. There's a conversation I was having, the same conversation with people. There are ladies who are saying men should be vulnerable, men should be open. Then I asked them that question. Are you yourself?
Are you a safe space?
Yeah, and then they are like, I don't know, but I know women who are like that.
Mm.
So I'm like, why are you advocating for something and you yourself are not?
Yeah.
Then that means it is a whole issue that you think other people should do.
And you.
But you're fine wherever you are.
Yeah.
And it really, unfortunately, it makes me angry.
Yeah.
Because don't tell men to open up, and you can't
create
you can't
spaces,
yeah you can't even listen
yeah.
Or when a man opens up, the first thing that comes into your mind is, this man is weak. Oh, why is this man complaining all the time? You know, all these things. I'm not saying men should always cry but when he actually speaks up, listen.
Just listen.
Because if you're a victim,
we're
all
the victim.
But anyway.
But you know, the funny thing is, there's some adrenaline we get from that.
Of?
As women.
To do what?
Just to choke us out. Like, we just want to cause trouble.
What are you doing, Shetani?
I'm just giving you leakage.
Yeah.
I think we're going to
You want to tell me you cannot work on that? If
you
let's
can.
Say, because there are things you people do, and I'm like, you're doing this because you've just had other women talk about it.
Okay, that's true, and I agree.
Because you cannot tell me, you're upholding this man should learn me, I don't have to talk about everything. But then the moment it turns now to you, kama ni birthday yake, kama sijui nini, you go online and start asking people, what do men like? I'm like, we're not to ambia, your man should know you without even talking.
Yeah.
But when it comes to you now getting to know him, you're like, let me go ask other people. So why don't you want
to? Do you think it's a conversation of us not creating safe spaces?
I think it's just women not wanting to.
Okay. Maybe
you know if I'm if a man if he wanted to, he would have, the same way,
the same thing.
I always want to now show women like it also works with you.
Yeah,
if you wanted to, you would. And there are things you guys do that actually ruin things.
but
mimi sasa nikianza kusema hivi naonekananga we nimekuwa brothers dear Andrew Tate.
Yeah.
Hey, mimi ni Americ's point too. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's another topic for another day. Yeah, there is a religious boundaries.
Hey. This one. I'll give you my example.
Yeah. You are here for examples.
Yeah. For example.
Yeah.
Most, 80% of my friends are not born again. Yeah. And for a very long time, I struggled to find a balance.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to always be the person who you can't show up for things.
Yeah.
You can't, you know, when someone calls you with a problem, you can't answer.
Yeah.
All because you're speedy, you know. And so what I've learned to do is I'll show up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the things I will not do. Yeah. I won't go to club. So when my friends are going out for club, they will never call me.
Yeah.
Because they know that I will not come.
Yeah.
When it comes to very controversial things like LGBTQ or like very, very controversial things.
Yeah, they know your stand.
They know my stand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it what's comes to stand?
The things of God. We're talking about LGBTQ. When it comes to the things of God.
Yeah.
My boundary is very clear.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that has worked for me.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would call spiritual boundaries.
Ah.
Yes,
so that,
sure.
See, even that maybe might involve like boundaries between now there's Christianity and then there's Muslim.
Yeah.
Like right now they're in Ramadan and then now you have to also respect whatever they want.
Yeah.
But then again, now even right now people still have issues with people. I think religion is such a big deal.
It is.
Because you can see people complaining that Muslims are asking for too much. Apparently they're asking for too much and then they're doing things, and then I'm like, is it because are they asking for too much, or is it just them wanting to have that space of like, but then now you realize people have to take some bit of compromises when it comes to religion, because you can't really say a country is full of Christians, or there are many Christians who we should only follow Christianity.
Yeah.
Then that means there is a religion that will feel undermined.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always thinking, like, yes, I am a Christian.
Yeah.
This guy is a Muslim, or this guy is a Buddhist, or whatever, atheist, whatever you. Mm-hmm. I will respect your decision for being that.
Yeah.
But also recognize that there is difference, and I actually came to learn that it is these boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Of religion are actually uphold better when you get to learn about them. You don't act from a point of ignorance.
Yeah.
You act from a point of I know. Like these people are going to fast the next month. Okay, there is a way there are topics I should not talk when you know, because you've gotten to know how they handle their issues. Then you come learn about Christianity. Why do Christians make noise? Or why are Christians doing this? Why are they fasting? Why are they doing this? Then you realize, oh, that way. Ah, if you're an atheist, they have their own understanding of why they are atheists.
Yeah.
Then you get to understand that.
Yeah.
Then whatever conversations you're having are conversations that might bring solutions or might bring things that work out better for the community instead of bringing more problems and more problems and more problems.
I think for me, it's not about understanding what Islam or what Buddhism is.
Yeah.
I think for me, I look at it from a perspective of, if I understand my own religion, I have no business interfering with your religion.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what you Muslims do. I don't care what Buddhists do.
You don't care?
But no, I really don't.
Yeah.
But the fact that I understand that what I'm doing is very sacred to me, I should be able to understand that the Islamic people, whatever they are doing, is very sacred to them. And that's enough for me. So if you come and tell me I need to pray 3 times a day and you know it's faith, I will respect that, because I want to understand and to believe that what you're doing
is right,
serves you right, you know.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the last one, non-negotiables. Hii jina nimeisikia social media. Mimi nasikianga tu non-negotiable. What are your non-negotiables? Oh, sijui nini.
Yeah.
So what are yours? What would you say are your
non-negotiables? Wow. I think also growing in the faith, they reduce.
Why?
Yeah. I feel like as you grow with God,
yeah,
your levels of grace go up.
Up. Yeah, yeah.
So the conversation of non-negotiables, it's a bit minimized.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I will say one is, let me just put relationships. Because that's a
yeah, coming to actually most of the people talk about relationships. When, yeah, it's relationships. So.
For me, yeah. I don't think I would, because now I'm in a stage where I'm ready to get married. So
when Goja,
usiana nakapa 22.
Goja,
I'm not 22.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, we have come to the end of the podcast. Kwa sababu mimi kuna vitu siko najua. Anyway, it is. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for coming. Is my time to anyway, yes, continue.
Anyway, so I think for me, non-negotiables is where I cannot compromise.
Yes.
Yeah, so I cannot compromise being with someone who's not born again.
True.
You know, that's a non-negotiable for me. I cannot compromise on someone who in my spaces,
yeah,
you have to believe in something, you know, like I can't be with someone who anything goes.
Yeah, like you know, you're just hoping from hoping.
No. My non-negotiable in relationships is all my friends are visionary people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't come and talk to you, Mungai, and I'm telling you, I'm dreaming and I can't dream with you. You don't have to understand what I'm dreaming, but because you have your own dream,
yeah,
we can have a conversation, you know? Those are yours.
Yeah. Mine. Mimi ya kwanza. Mimi ni kama tu watu wa social media. Mimi ya kwanza ni kwa communication.
Okay.
If you can.
I did communication
school. Bana, ndo maana tulisomea communication. Because for me, I take communication so seriously.
Yeah.
To a point where, because I always see, like when you're getting to know somebody, there's an energy that starts off all that.
That's true.
Like you're always, yeah, like you don't have to be told things.
Mm.
You just do them. Because you feel like, this is a person I'm getting to know. So, you know, you communicate. And then weeks later, it becomes a problem now. Like you cannot communicate even when you're telling them, today I'll be somewhere. So we won't maybe have we won't talk today as much as we've talked. So now it becomes a problem. Jioni unakuja. Unasema umechoka, as you don't want to communicate, unataka kulala. Then you're leaving this other person. Like, kuna makosa, nimefanya. But anyway.
But you do know that. People who have communication issues, usually a manifestation of something.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's never just I don't talk to you, I'm listening and not, but no.
It's an issue.
It's an issue. That's why we extend grace.
How's that? Okay, extend grace.
Sasa bado aski. Na uweke boundaries. Akivalet boundaries
ni kuambia juice. It has been a pleasure.
It's
been
nice
to you. Yeah, so but that is mostly on everything, like not relationships alone. Yeah. Like if you can just tell me what you want or how you like your things done, then don't get angry when I do things.
Don't do them.
Yeah, like how you like them, because you did not tell me. You get. So mine, that's communication. The other thing is, I don't know, for me I feel like communication is all round to everything.
It is.
Because once you tell me, once I get to know you because you communicate well, then I will know you like keeping time, or I will know you like having conversations around this type of topics. Then I know there are things you can't say, there are things you can't talk about, there are things. You see all those things.
It has a ripple effect.
To everything.
Yeah.
So I usually take like communication non-negotiable.
Mm.
Like I even tell from day one, if I'm getting to know you, tafadhali, we you are to hapa ni honesty, hakuna uongo. Mimi usiwaina ingine.
And communication, is it just the delivery of it or even the content? Because see, communication is a lot of things.
Yeah, it does, but I don't know. For me, it involves all that.
Okay.
Like all of that. It's how you talk, of course, your tone. Kama mimi najua kwa shida tone, tunaambia wangu napiga makelele, like I raise my voice, and I don't even know, but it's something you're working on, because now it's a lot of people telling you that, and you're like, it's an issue.
Yeah.
You get? So there is tone variation of things, there is comprehension, how people handle things.
Yeah,
now you have to actually learn how they take their understanding. Now you change your communication to now to fit them, so that your message gets through to them the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So it's really a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah. Ingine nilikuwa nimekumbuka ni mambo na kuhusu, what was it?
Yes, ina negotiable kama umesahau.
No, it is. Ndio nimekumbuka katikati then nikapotea. I don't know what. Ningo kireko sini. Oh, to be told, I don't like being told I'm a liar.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a boundary or I just don't like it. Mm-hmm. Because to me, I'm always like, I tell the truth.
Uh-huh.
If I'm lying, I don't know. I can't give a situation that I lied.
Yeah.
But I try as much as possible to give you facts. Uh-huh. And if I'm hiding something, it's because either it's not the right time to reveal some things.
Mm.
You have to wait a bit or...
Yeah.
I am a bad person. But anyway, I'm not talking about me.
Okay.
Yeah, so I just don't like... I love honest.
We love honest.
I love honest.
So, okay.
Like, if you feel like we shouldn't be talking anymore, niambie na mapema.
Tell me, nijuange.
Tumalizane na mapema. Havana. But anyway, yeah.
Okay.
I will say that.
I see.
Those are...
Honest man.
Guys. Kwani unisikia nikisema uongo mahali na uniambi?
Nitakwambia vibaya sana. Wewe ulitudanganya. You lied to us.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
Which,
do you think you respect people's boundaries?
Me?
Uh-huh.
If you don't tell me your boundaries, then I can't respect them because I don't know them.
Okay.
But I try as much as possible to respect.
Okay.
Because I know how people get angry. I have gotten angry for people intruding my space.
Yeah.
So I know how it feels when somebody intrudes your own personal space or your boundaries. So I try as much as, if you tell me, Mungaya, I do not like doing things, he will never, ever hear me talk about it, Nita Itoroka, because you don't like it.
Okay.
But then that means also, please, reciprocate.
And do you respect your own boundaries?
No.
Okay.
You do not.
That's a problem.
It's a big problem.
Because I feel like also, you can't give what you don't have. You can't uphold something to others.
If you can't, I think it comes back to like what you talked about when you were starting about people pleasing.
Yeah.
And it's a really big issue.
It's a bad problem.
It's a big issue. Yeah. And you know, getting to place now those boundaries and working on them means that you'll ruffle some feathers of people. Like, it won't be a smooth process of you are used to people pleasing, now you're like holding up things that I can't do this, and people are like,
guys,
not doing this. Why can you ulianza nini hizi? It won't make sense to them, but if you know where you're supposed to be at, then you will know that process will be profitable.
I agree.
Yeah, so yes, the things I struggle with personally in terms of upholding my own boundaries, but I have come to learn on how to say no to some things.
Yeah.
There are things I will be like, nikisema no, nitakuumiza, and I'm like, sasa, yes, unamuumiza, but it is you. Care about yourself first. You don't like it, wewe mwenyewe utaki, then don't do it. Or you know the consequences that will come after doing this action.
Yeah.
Then don't go about it. Don't do it because the other person likes it.
Yeah.
It's too much work.
And you realize people who have a hard time taking no's have very serious boundary issues.
Yeah.
Because if Mungai come and tell me, Shila, it's time, like right now.
Yeah.
Tell me, Shila, time is up. You know, it's time to go.
Yes.
You're the one who called me.
Yeah.
So if your time is up, time is up. Yeah. You know. Or if I tell you, Mungai, can you take me to, like after this meeting, I tell you, Mungai, I'm going to do some errands. So you take me, tell me no. No is a complete sentence. I don't need to ask, why don't you want to take me?
Yeah.
Or, so if that is bothering me,
then
there's a problem.
With you.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Okay. Yeah. We? I don't want to make a to me, No, these stories, zote zilikuwa stori za jaba. Mera ilikuwa nimetafuta ati icebreakers.
Tulikuwa na icebreaker tukianza.
Lakini sasa unajua hii icebreaker nilikuwa nafikiria just in case the conversation ikuwe awkward.
Kwa
tunaangaliana hapa ni kama. But Mungai is a good conversationalist. Mungai si mtu mbaya. But I was going to ask this question.
Uh-huh.
If you could time travel.
Yes.
where would you go to?
Wow, where would I go? I'd go to Turkey.
Why?
Because of the I love tea.
Tea?
Yeah, I heard they have really nice tea.
Where would you scare what one acquire racist? But what led up to that? Is it research?
No. I think, first of all, what I've heard from people.
Yeah.
And also I watch a lot of Turkish drama.
Salali.
I do.
So with what?
Those subtitles? Men are hot. Let's start from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, huyu amesema nataka kuolewa wa Kenya.
Nataka kuolewa baby.
Wakae nje kwa sababu hii.
And then I love it's a very artistic. Like for example, the capital is called Istanbul. Yeah, it's very artistic. I love the architecture of it. I love it. Yeah, I think it's just a beautiful city if you ask me.
You know, it's actually funny because just the past week I was looking at TikTok and there's a video that is going around, I don't know, hot air balloons in Turkey.
Oh, really?
During sunrise. And I was like, wow, Turkey, is this beautiful?
It is. Like, really beautiful. I look at them like, we are coming.
So you love to go to Turkey?
Yeah, I have.
Salale. Aye, but start manifesting.
I am manifesting.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I am.
Lakini jia chai. Sweetisha.
Wee, napenda chai. Bebe, boundaries. I love tea.
Ah, but. Wait, what type of tea? Like just tea, normal tea?
I love normal.
Or you're the type that buys, easy old ranges of tea bags?
Yes, I do. But I just love the normal tea.
Yeah.
But I don't mind something. Yeah.
Do you take it with sugar?
A lot of sugar. Hii
wiki nimeenda kwa dentist. Mimi sijaenda kwa dentist. Acha niambie sijui niko na cavities nane.
Nane?
I was like, it's because I love sweets. Me, I love sugar. Oh my God. Yes.
Yeah.
Aye, mimi na Patco. Sasa itabidi sasa tuachane sasa.
Hapa kuna nini? Kuna TikTok.
Sasa nimekuwa ukizojoga nimekuwa nikizipigia macho. Unatuletea TikTok hapa. Anyway, these are rich kids. But anyway, if I could answer the same question, where I could then travel, where would I go to? Maybe just G. But there are several destinations I would really love to. Mm. One is Santorini in Greece.
Yeah, I see.
But it's because I really want to see. But I really want to see if the waters are that clear.
Yeah.
Like, are they really clear? Is it that blue that I see? Like, you can see the end of the ocean and the sky. You know, all these things. So Santorini, and even the name itself.
Yeah.
It sounds
very
wow. Explain.
So mbona unafaa kuwa na intellectual boundaries.
Salale.
Kati ya msichana mwenye haelewi maneno ya Santorini.
Kitakuramba. Ni msichana mgeni haelewi. Hata yeye sasa si hata. Kuna mtu haelewi. Kuna mtu ajui mambo ya ngoja. Hayo kwani how?
Mimi nishakwambia.
How quote unquote stupid are they? Because
it's stupid, it's lack of exposure.
There are people like that.
Yes.
Anyway, me Sidai Patano, come on.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Your baby girl is coming from Florida. I'm going to go to the zoo.
No.
I'm going to Santorini.
But anyway, yeah. That's one. The other one is Israel, of course.
Oh, okay.
But Israel is more of, I don't know, they're just, it's just curiosity of Israel, like,
yeah,
you know, because you hear of people going there, OSD, they went to where OSD, Jesus did what, OSD, River Jordan, and I'm like, okay, I love to actually see them,
yeah,
but not to go there and start praying as if ati hapo ndo maombi tasikia. You know, people go and do all those things, it's like, those are the places where prayer will be ati tasikika sana, ati jume. But no, it's just curiosity from.
I've actually thought of another place.
Yeah.
You've heard of a place called Panama. I don't know if it's an island.
Yeah, yeah, islands. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where all the dirty money is taken. I'd want to see what does this place look like? Like, what is it about this place? Yeah.
Wesha si pesa unaendea.
Mungu anazanipiga na radi.
Yeah. Oh, and the Cayman Islands, eh?
Yeah.
Just because of the offshore whatever accounts.
Yeah, there's a lot of yeah.
But those monies are just kept there. There's nothing that goes on.
I don't know what is this about that place. Mbona ingewekwa Nairobi?
Si juu ni policies zao.
Oh, okay.
Most probably ni policies to
do. Nataka kuona. Mbona hey, okay, ni huko?
I don't know. That's one. Oh, and the UK. Mimi nataka kwenda UK. Unajua nikikaa huko miezi 6 tu.
Utaongea.
Nitarudi hapa nikiongea in it. Nitajua mjue. Nitaanza kuwa podcaster mwingine.
Okay.
But anyway, those are the places I really
We clean them.
Yeah.
We clean them.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's the end.
Allah, it's done.
It's done, bana. This is the only thing.
Na
time imeisha. Wewe unafaa kurudi kwa office.
Unafaa kufanya 1 2.
Oh, rudi kwa office.
Oh, I'm not in here.
Mungu afikiria wewe ni advocate, wanaitanga ni advocate of the High Court.
Ni advocate kweli?
Ala, leo nimetolewa ID.
Eh, usione ni kama mimi ni fraud star.
Eh, mnakubalisha ngo kucheka kwa passport photo. Must be nice. So thank you. Thank you very much for honoring my, what do you call it?
Invite.
Request or invite.
Yeah, your invite.
Kizungu inanipiga tena. But yeah, thank you for honoring that. Thank you for coming. Thank you for having this conversation about boundaries, however much it was your own question. But
yeah,
I've loved it.
You threw it at me.
I threw you.
Ndio nilileta hizo alikuja nikuruhusu.
Sasa itabidi niende nitafute kikundi za watu sasa niwaulize hata hao boundaries zao ni nini. Na kama wana boundaries or if they even respect their own boundaries. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you. Thank you very much for coming to the Cordial Podcast and my coffee. Tenda kuweka adili babu. But anyway, thank you very much. I hope tutatafuta conversation ingine
tutakuwa.
Ama ukuwe co-host.
Hey, Mungai.
Hapana.
Hizi ni vitu unasema kwa nini?
Kwa nini?
Kunyuma ya tent.
Hapana, sina kuuliza direct. Sinuendo umeanza episode na kusema ati watu wa Mungai habari zenyu. Who does that?
The cordialers. Cordialers. Thank you for having me.
So you've had a pleasure?
I've had a good time.
Yeah.
I hope people have learned one or two things.
Manze, I hope they've listened.
I hope they've learned something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking forward to be called again.
Yeah, my coffee. If you've enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the Cordial Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback helps us improve and ensures that we continue to deliver content that resonates with you. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to explore in future episodes, reach out to us on our social media handles and we'd really, really love to hear from you. Before we sign off, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to our guest for sharing their insights with us today. As always, stay curious, stay informed, and stay inspired. Until next time, this is Mungai Kaongoi signing off. Take care, and I'll catch you on the next episode of the Cordial Podcast.